Hi, and welcome to the Climate Minute, your source for insight and perspective on global warming news. My name is Ted McIntyre. This show is for the week of April 2nd, 2023. At this time of this recording, the carbon dioxide level in the atmosphere, the global carbon dioxide level, is 422.2 parts per million. 422.2. Of course, I'll remind you that 350 parts per million is the level that scientists have said is safe for the long term. On top of that, there's only 2,467 days left until the year 2030, by which time we must reduce our carbon emissions by 50%. Clock's ticking. Well, a few years ago, Bill McKibben, you may have heard of the guy, Bill McKibben wrote an article in The New Yorker entitled, "Money is the Oxygen on Which the Fires of Global Warming Burn." That's kind of a impressive title. What point was he making? The point he was making is that the continued expansion of fossil fuel refineries, pipelines, exploration, wells, I mean, all of that continued expansion is driven and facilitated by money financing from big banks. It's a sad story. And it turns out that's very true. Because since the Paris Accord, the famous Paris Accord, was signed in the year 2015, you may remember that as well, the Paris Accord that was going to put the world on a path to controlling carbon dioxide emissions. Since that time in 2015, the big banks have invested $1.4 trillion in the fossil fuel industry. $1.4 trillion into the fossil fuel industry, in an industry that we know we cannot continue to have operating. So that's the main point. Banks finance new fossil fuel infrastructure. If ExxonMobil did not have money, it would not be able to go out and drill in the Arctic. Simple as that. And beyond that, it's an interesting thing to note that ExxonMobil and the big fossil fuel companies desperately need banks. But the reverse is not true. The banks don't need ExxonMobil. Bank of America will do just fine, making all the money it can without investing in fossil fuels. All right, so that's the first point to keep in mind. Second point to keep in mind is that older Americans, however you want to define them, older Americans hold, and I think specifically, Americans over the age of 60 hold 70% of the financial assets in this country. That is to say, stocks, bonds, big bank accounts, things like that. It's a huge number. And of course, I think you see where I'm headed. A second thing to know is that the current generation of senior Americans over the age of 60 are responsible for a huge amount of the carbon dioxide pollution in the air. In fact, scientists say that just about half of the carbon dioxide that has ever been emitted in the history of the Earth has been emitted since 1990. Okay? So if you're 60, basically that's most of your productive lifetime has been involved in emitting as much carbon as has been emitted in all the decades and centuries before 1990. That's stunning. Also, it's true that senior citizens have the time, the energy, the concern to think about issues like whether or not banks are doing a bad deed in financing fossil fuel interests. So it's because of that that an organization, again, founded by Bill McKibben, it's called Third Act, right, which is a poetic reference to the third act of senior citizens' lives, right? Third Act is calling for people over the age of 60 to divest themselves from the big banks and use their preponderant presence in financial wealth, right? Financial instruments to try to force the banks to deny banks the social license to continue funding fossil fuels. Okay? Full up. That's the idea. Okay? How would you do that? Well, there's lots of ways. You can demand the banks change their practices. You can withdraw your accounts. You can cut up your credit card. All of those things are complex, need to be understood how you would go about that. But in principle, that's something you could do, right? Well, it turns out that on March 21st, 2023, which is a great, as someone said, a perfect palindromic day, it's 3-21-23, there was a protest in downtown Boston. And indeed, that was a sister to protest across the country, where senior citizens, Third Act, Mothers Out Front, Extinction Rebellion, a lot of different organizations got together to march to the most heinous actors here, the most heinous big banks, and demand that they change their wicked ways. So in Boston, there was a gathering in front of the Chase Bank building right in downtown Crossing. And then that group of people marched over to the Bank of America building on Federal Street and repeated their protest. And what was the protest? Of course, this protest was symbolic street theater, essentially cutting a big mock credit card in half, having some people cut up their credit cards in front of the crowd, things like that. It was symbolic, but it was to manifest the demand that these big banks recognize the bad things they're doing. Well, yours truly had the opportunity to go to that event in downtown Boston and walk along and talk to people, which is, of course, I consider myself an introvert, so it's tough for me to go press myself upon people and ask for an interview. But people were very cooperative. It was a very beautiful day. People were very friendly. And what our show today is going to be is essentially listening to what those people had to say. And I will break in to sort of orient you as to where we are in the march, but mostly we'll let people speak for themselves. I hope you enjoy.
All right, so I'm recording. So we're in front of Chase Bank, just about noontime, and I'm standing with someone holding a sign that says, Third Act, okay? Stop our fossil fuels, stop funding fossil fuels. So you are, what's your first name?
John.
John. And you're with, what's Third Act?
And 350.org,
yeah. But what is it? What is Third Act?
Well, it's for elderly activists on climate action.
Uh-huh.
It's for us.
Great.
And trying to leverage the power of retirees with their invested funds, among other things.
And so why are you here this morning? What's the point of this exercise today?
Well, to draw attention to the fact that the banks, because of their dollar value, are the biggest polluters in the world. And a solution could be that they stop investing in new fossil fuel production and turn that investment toward renewables. Simple.
Simple. Sounds, makes sense to me. All right. So thank you very much for chatting. I really appreciate it, John.
You're welcome.
So we're speaking with, what's your first name?
Bob.
Bob, and you're holding a sign that says, Chase away with fossil fuels. It's all colored beautifully. So what's the point? Why are you here today?
Well, I'm here because I'm part of a generation that is responsible for climate change. And, individually we can't do much about it, and we're leaving it to our children and grandchildren to clean up. But, people our age need to kind of step up and do what we can. I don't happen to have accounts at I got rid of my Bank of America account many years ago for similar reasons.
Uh-huh.
And I don't have accounts in any of the banks in question now, but I support the idea that we don't fund fossil fuels by lending money and making profits for investors. I mean, that's kind of so.
Just to put a fine point on that, what you're saying is that Chase Bank is enabling the fossil fuel people to build new infrastructure, right? And so the point is to not do that anymore.
That's right. That's exactly the point. Yes. Yeah. Excellent. And you know, it's a hard sell for banks because they make all their money kind of on this kind of almost illegal lending. I mean, it's not illegal, but the way they do it, right, I mean, right. It should be.
Certainly.
Anyways, yeah.
But, did you ride your bike in today?
Yeah, I did.
Is it an e-bike?
Yes, it is.
Oh, God. Do you like it?
I love it.
Because I want to buy one.
I make a fine point. It's a pedal assist bike.
Okay.
It doesn't have a throttle. I have to pedal.
Yeah.
I mean.
You know, you like it?
Oh, I love it. It's a fantastic bike.
And you pedaled in through Boston traffic.
Oh, yeah. I've ridden a lot in Boston, so I'm not unused to it.
The e-bike is an iconic climate solution as well.
That's really one of the, yes. It's a health solution and a climate solution. Yeah.
Anyway, Bob, thank you so much for taking the chat time. Yeah, I really appreciate it. Good luck.
So we're still wandering around in front of Chase Bank. The beautiful spring-like day here in late March. And I'm speaking with, what's your first name?
Terry.
Terry, ah. Okay, my ears are going. Yeah. So you're holding a sign that says, there is no planet B.
Well, actually, the sign I brought is the banner. Money is the oxygen on which the fire of global warming burns.
Okay, tell me more. What does that mean?
Well,
explain that.
First of all, Bill McKibben said that in the context of another discussion. What it means is that the banks that are lending to fossil fuel companies so that they can explore and extract more fossil fuels, after a point at which we know we cannot do that and we should not ever burn any of those fossil fuels, are putting our entire civilization at risk. And the lives of our children and grandchildren will not be happy ones because if we let this slide. So I am here because I feel so passionately about this that I hope everybody comes and everybody learns from today's. It's called Money Needs to Stop Going to Fossil Fuel Companies, period.
So I will quote the article, the McKibben article, it was in the New Yorker several years ago, but the point he made then, correct me if I'm wrong, is that the oil industry is small potatoes for Chase Bank. I mean, Chase Bank is much bigger than Exxon, right? So that Chase could cut off Exxon, and Exxon would die, but Chase would still live. I mean, this is just
That's true. So Bill McKibben said recently, he just doesn't understand what these banks and these fossil fuel companies are doing. They're like zombies. They're walking around not paying attention to what's happening all around them in the world. And it's inexplicable. It's inexplicable.
Well, thank you very much for being here. Really appreciate it, Terry.
Thank you for coming, enjoy.
Okay.
Thank you.
So this is the climate. So my name's Ted Mack. I'm with the Massachusetts Climate Action Network. We post a podcast called The Climate Minute.
Yes.
All right.
I've listened to it.
Oh. Okay. Well, there you go. So I don't bite, right? I mean, it's all in good faith. Yeah. So tell me, what's your first name and why are you here?
My name's Kathy, and I'm very concerned about the future of life on our planet. I have a daughter, but even if I didn't have a daughter, I'm concerned for everybody, for everything. I love this planet. It's beautiful. And it's been really hard over my lifetime to see it being destroyed.
And why are you here today? I mean, why we're in front of Chase Bank, right? What's the point of being here?
Well, these big banks invest in fossil fuel companies. It is lucrative, I'm sure, but it's the wrong thing to do. Uh-huh. And unfortunately, we're all part of the system, but I want the banks to stop doing that.
Super. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. And what's your first name?
My name is Stuart.
Stuart, nice to meet you.
And
so tell me the story. Why are you here? Sure. What's up?
Well, I'm here because I believe in a livable planet for our daughter. And their generation and their kids, you know. So, and the big banks are fueling climate chaos, and we need them to stop. And financing seems a great way to get more on track with where we need to be for the planet. It's a beautiful planet. Why are we throwing it away?
So, a question for both of you. Have you been activist all your life, or is this something that you have come to? I know this is third act, right? So there's the whole McKibben thing. Did that bring you here, or have you been anxious for a while? Not to put a date on you at all.
Well, I mean, I don't know if I've been an activist all my life, but I have at times been active. I mean, in third grade, DDT was a big deal. Birds were dying on the street where I was growing up in near Chicago. Uh-huh. I was very aware of pollution. My friends teased me that in fourth grade, I was telling my friends they could only use like 3 squares of toilet paper. So I've always had that awareness. And over the years in Boston, you know, there's been different things that I have, you know, been to.
And you're here today?
Yeah.
Well, that's great. That's great. Yeah.
And I love the idea of third act because it isn't fair to put this on Greta Thunberg and our kids. We're the ones like this protest in particular, we do have, you know, the money. I don't have that much money, but my money is in a lot of these banks, and I don't want it to be supporting gas and oil. That's the past. That's the bad way.
So. Great.
What she said. We're in agreement, which is useful because we're married, so that's good.
Well, thank you both very much for taking the time to chat. Really appreciate it. So we're back. We're still here at the Chase Bank, and I am speaking with, what's your first name?
Devik.
And Devik, you are holding a beautiful white banner that's got the Extinction Rebellion symbol on it. I see that up on the stage here underneath the portal of the bank, there are the Extinction Rebellion people dressed in red.
Yes.
First of all, what's the symbolism of the people in red? Because they're Extinction Rebellion, right?
Well, they are sort of a branch of XR. Okay. They are the Red Rebel Brigade. They do street theater to draw attention to the climate issues. They are dressed in red to symbolize the blood that unites all of us, that makes us one. And also, you might notice that red has lots of other associations. It can mean danger. It can mean...
In China, it means good things, right?
Yes, it can. It can mean love. And love is one of the things that we are going to need to deal with this crisis. We need to love each other and love our Earth.
So the this is a branch. Tell me about Extinction Rebellion and what the call is there. What's the connection of Extinction Rebellion to this event?
Well, a lot of species are already extinct, and we don't want humans to become extinct. The way we're headed, if we don't make some changes, we risk that. Humans could be gone forever. So people are active in the ways that suit their passion and their skills. XR people tend to be out in the streets drawing attention. Third Act people and some of the other groups are more likely to be meeting with their legislators. We encourage everyone to find a group that speaks to them and work with that group.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to chat. I really appreciate it. So now we are walking up, we're at the corner of Summer and Washington Street. We're walking up Washington Street towards the Bank of America building, where we will reprise this thing. Pretty good. Beautiful day. Gorgeous day. Gorgeous, gorgeous day. So, let's see. Just ask your first. So, your first name is?
Patrick. P-A-T-R-I-C-K.
Patrick. We're walking up Washington Street towards the Bank of America building now, right? And you're rolling a gorgeous bike. I met someone before who has an electric bike.
I
want an electric bike. Anyway, so tell me, why are you here? What's the deal?
So I've been concerned about the climate crisis for a while. I'm 29 years old. Mm-hmm. And I think whenever there's an opportunity to show up and show out to fight climate change, especially those responsible like Chase Bank and Jamie Dimon and Bank of America, mm-hmm. Wells Fargo, Citibank, try to seize that opportunity. I think that if we can build enough social power, social pressure on some of these institutions, I think we can force them to move in the direction that they need to.
Super, super. Well, thank you very much for chatting. I really appreciate it.
Sure, happy to.
So we are at the... go ahead. We're marching along. It turns out we're on, I think, headed towards Bank of America. And I just happened to be walking along with... What's your first name?
Rob.
Rob, you are carrying with a faithful colleague there a 5-foot-wide image of a Bank of America credit card.
Yes.
So, and we're headed to Bank of America. So what's the point? What's going
to
happen?
The point is to raise awareness that these banks are profiting off of expanding their portfolio, their lending into fossil fuel infrastructure and exploration. And that's the opposite. They have a lot of resources. They can be investing in renewable energy, energy efficiency. And so we want them to feel the pain. If they're not going to do it for the right reasons, they're going to take our money away. And there are banks out there that are not investing in fossil fuels. So that's where we're putting our money.
And so the credit card, what's going to happen to this big problem that
you
have?
Well, this, we have an electric powered chainsaw that is going to cut it in, solar powered, cut in half.
Yep,
in front of the bank. And you can see who it's, the card owner is Anita.
I need a better bank. Okay, there you go. So, don't we all need a better bank?
Yeah, we do.
Hey, you're part of the show, so I'll let you go, but thank you very much for taking the time to chat, guys.
I'm recording. We're getting a little windy here, but my name's Ted. What's your first name?
Mary.
Mary, and you're?
Monroe.
Monroe. So, why are you guys here? What do you hope to achieve?
Oh my goodness.
We're here for our grandkids.
Okay.
For a better world and better environment.
Uh-huh. We did a good job of messing it up for them, and I feel a responsibility to get in there and to try to fix it.
And so what's the ask today? What are we asking?
Oh, we're asking the banks. We're not asking them. We're telling them. We're saying you need to assume your civic and moral responsibility to stop funding anything that has to do with fossil fuels. There are better places to put your money. In the green structure.
Uh-huh.
The infrastructure. Invest in... entrepreneurial efforts to develop better batteries, help train people who are currently working for our utilities and how to migrate their skills to the green economy where they'll have good jobs, collectively to clean up the mess.
It's incredibly windy here all of a sudden, and you're much more articulate than you let on, so thank you very much for taking the time to chat.
Thank you so much.
So what's Third Act?
Third Act is an organization founded by Bill McKibben, and it is geared towards people that are nearing retirement or retired over age 60, and this is their third act. They've got time on their hands, and they want to do good, and this campaign is their one of their major focuses right now, which is on 3-2-1. March 3rd, third month, 21st day. 3-2-1, we're counting down, cutting up our cards.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So.
Yep. And I think the underlying idea, correct me if I'm wrong, is that seniors have the wealth, they have the time, they have the understanding, and they have the leverage. So this is the right thing to do, right?
Absolutely. And they vote.
And they vote.
Yes, they vote. So,
is there a better, Third Act in Boston that people could join?
Absolutely, yes, there is.
Off the top of your head, do you know the website?
Just Google Third Act.
Yeah, I'll look it up.
It's thirdact.org. It's growing fast. It's a brand new organization. A couple years, I think.
Super.
Yeah.
Well, thanks again.
Thank you.
All right. So now we're down in front of Bank of America, and I'm speaking, what's your first name?
Sandy,
you're holding a sign that says, Chase, Bank of America, stop financing fossil fuels. So tell me the story. What's the other the other part of the tweet.
So what I'm hoping is that these banks will do the right thing and stop funding fossil fuel projects and new infrastructure and all the rest of it, and will help fossil fuel companies do the right thing and transition over to renewables and help their workers do so as well. And if these banks refuse to do that and resist doing that, I suggest that anybody who has an account or a credit card with one of these banks, they tear that up and go find another bank.
That's great. I see you have a third act button and a Mother's Out Front t-shirt.
Yes.
So what's your allegiance? Wait, are you in all of them? Or
I like all of them.
Describe them. What's Mother's Out Front?
Mother's Out Front
and
Mother's Out Front is a group of mothers and allies who want to make a better future for their children and grandchildren and are working to rid the world of fossil fuels and transition over to a just, renewable, energy-supported economy.
Super. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to chat. I hope your arms don't get too tired.
No,
but you're doing the right thing. Thanks
thank
a lot.
You.
Bye-bye. Oops. So we're in front of the Bank of America building. What's your first name?
Kendra.
Kendra is here in the warm sunshine with a pair of gorgeous earrings made out of a credit card cut in half. Chase credit card. So tell me the story. How did you think of that? But then what's the bigger message?
Well, that just came to me this morning after spending hours on my sign.
Which says, banks, stop funding fossil fuels. And we got
it has all the amount of money
Citi, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, Chase.
Yep.
$1.2 trillion.
Yep.
So what's
so
the...
It just occurred to me to... And I found a way to poke a hole in it that worked. It just... Yeah.
That's
I
great.
Think I'm going to continue to wear them.
So what's the ask today? Why? What are you hoping happens?
To get attention to the amount of money that the big banks are funding to continue fossil fuel development. So it really isn't a protest against giving fossil fuel money. It's just funding the development, the expansion of fossil fuels.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to So hoping to catch some eyes and. Catch the bank's eye. It's nice to be at the headquarters here. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time to chat. Your earrings are great.
Thank you.
Stop fossil fuel loans. Stop fossil fuel loans. Stop fossil fuel loans. Stop fossil fuel loans.
Is first. So here we are in front of the Bank of America building, and it's a gorgeous day, a little breezy, but a mild breeze. And I happen to be speaking to you. What's your first name?
My name is Colin.
Colin, you're holding a sign, a nice cardboard sign, meticulously worded, I see, that says, stop funding big oil. So tell me, what's the rest of the tweet, as I say? I mean, what's the background on your sign and why are you here?
I think we still need gasoline, but we don't need more gasoline. We have to stop expanding this. Enough is enough. I'll think about it.
And so the would you say that the banks are, like this bank we're standing in front of, Bank of America, is funding that expansion, right?
Definitely. Yeah. That's how they make their money. They got to find different ways to make their money.
So what do you think of the crowd today?
Pretty good.
Nice enough day, huh?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Have you worked your way up to the front to see the XR Rebellion people in red?
Yes. My sign is a little too wide for that.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time to chat.
Absolutely. Nice to talk to you.
So I'm hovering in the corner of the Bank of America building, and what's your first name?
Charlie.
So, Charlie, you've got a sign that says, tell me your sign again. Should we just look the other way? Parentheses, they're banking on it. So tell me, what's the point? What do you want people to get?
Well, the point is that the banks are pumping money into the fossil fuel industry, and everybody has busy lives. And I don't think the people in the bank are bad people. I come from corporate America as well. You just go about your life, and you tend not to think about it too much and look the other way, perhaps. Maybe even not intentionally. But it's at a tipping point now. Where,
what are they doing with the money, I guess? What are they looking away from?
We want the big banks to stop loaning money to capitalizing the fossil fuel industry. drillers, et cetera, et cetera. And recognize that climate change is at a tipping point. If we don't do something now, it's over. And there might have been a time 10 or 20 years ago where I could understand maybe, you know, kicking the can down the road. Yeah, that's a problem, but it's a problem for another day. It's no longer a problem for another day. And this organization that brought me here, Third Act, is an organization mobilizing people over 60. And I recently retired and have more time to address things like this, quite honestly. And, you know, I've learned that 70% of the wealth in this company is controlled, in this country, is controlled by people over 60 years old. So what a leverage point, you know, what a leverage point. So hopefully, you know.
And what can people do? I mean, people can, probably people over 60 have retirement funds. I mean, sure. what you can at least push back, right? What are kinds of things that people could do, have you thought about?
So, sure. So if you have retirement funds and you have your money invested in mutual funds, there are tools online that can quote unquote grade your mutual funds to see how much of it is in fossil fuel, how much of it might be in other things that may or may not be interested to you, like the prison industry and the tobacco industry. So you can try to invest your money wisely. That industry, that kind of social capital industry from the mutual fund world hasn't developed very much. So it's kind of hard to do, but it can be done. You can write letters to your banks, bank CEO, and tell them that you're against them loaning money to and capitalizing the fossil fuel industry. And quite simply, you can start to do business with community banks, with credit unions, local banks, things of that nature.
Well, thank you for that. That's very, very thoughtful and specific, and I really appreciate you taking the time to chat.
Great. Thank you.
So, after talking with Charlie, I decided to take myself back up to the other end of town, head on to other things. The event was over. It was a wonderful event, well attended. Beautiful day, lots of inspiring conversation. I want to thank everybody who took the time to chat with me. It was really informative, and I had a blast doing it. I look forward to doing it again. Anyway, as I walked myself back up Washington Street to the train station, I encountered the only sort of thing I regret for the whole day. I was walking along by the Macy's there in front of at Downtown Crossing. There was someone, a young woman, playing a violin across the street. It was beautiful. I decided to record it, but I was in too much of a rush. Busy, busy. I didn't stop and put any money in her collection bin there. So I guess the message is, as you listen to this little last bit of audio, support your local buskers. We'll talk to you again soon.
Very cool.